Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to wake up D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Here is our team. It's Jason Bishop.
Hello.
He's right there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, John.
John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
He is diagonal to me. Eric Bickle sitting right here.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
What is up, sir? Good morning. Got the fellows behind the glass. Of course, you have Matt Valdez pushing the buttons.
Professional button pusher, Cakes.
Professional button pusher, been doing it for a long time. And we have our friend Linnell, a.k.a. the Exterminator. He's swatting flies from the second he walks through the door.
How many kills so far, Linnell?
10, 15 half.
None today, but I'm going to miss you guys after today.
Is today your last day?
Today's my last day with you guys.
It is, really? Yes.
What? Wait, who's working tomorrow?
I believe it's Cody Betts.
Cody's back in. All right.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, Linnell, you're always welcome.
Yes.
And you never know when Valdez or Drab will quit.
So that is true. You always have to be in that on-deck circle, just ready.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
ready to get that baton that they pass.
You're getting your reps in now, so that's good.
Certainly is.
Very good.
And it's an open line Thursday. I know that the segment is on life support, but I just need to let the listeners know that it is an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to call us throughout the show, you can do that on the Gambit DC Lister Lines Bet Play Win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
Open line Thursday, by the way, sponsored by Window Nation.
Mm, yes.
You search for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
So I know Drabby should be back next week, right, Valdez?
Correct.
When he comes back, maybe you guys could sit down, because we've talked about it a million times. I see this story this morning. We have to become action oriented, okay? And that means we need to get on the horn. We need to talk to our salespeople. We need to get our calendars out. We have to set up our pickleball tournament, because I'm seeing the story here.
Yes,
pickleball craze inspires. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I can't even believe it.
Yes,
new lifestyle magazine. Yeah. They're coming out with a new magazine. They say it's going to be the Vogue of pickleball.
It's like Golf Digest, but for octogenarians.
Yes, it's very called good. In Pickleball. The target audience is the 50-plus set.
Right.
That's
right.
They
right
say
in my wheelhouse.
It's America's fastest-growing sport.
Well, of course it is.
Since, let me see, the most recent data they have is 2019, there were 30,000 pickleball courts in the United States.
Seems like a lot.
133% increase over the previous 5 years.
Very solid.
Now, who knows how it's been over the last year and a half with COVID. I don't know how much construction there's been, but pickleball is hot.
It is hot.
Especially in our demo.
Let me just say this. So my pickleball game has, it's basically open on Thursday. It's on life support.
What happened? People are just too busy?
Like, last year, it was like basically like a weekly type thing, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Well, that was like COVID therapy for
you
guys.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very good point. But now it's kind of, you know, just, I think I've played like twice this summer.
It's probably a summer lull. Everyone's traveling.
That could be it.
It's probably what it is.
Who organized it? Who was the point man? Because that's what you need to figure out. Whoever the point man was, something's going on
it
in his life.
It was the football coach.
That's my guy,
it?
Coach Harwood, the hoops coach at Magruder High School.
Yeah, he's got other things going on.
Yeah, he's a busy man. He's, you know what it is? You know what? I think I might have just figured it out. His camp was sidelined last year because of COVID.
Right, now
this
it's
is prime,
back.
This is prime hoops camp season.
He's got to make some money.
That's a lucrative revenue stream.
By the way, Cakes kept something on the down low before he went on vacation.
Yeah.
He played in the Magruder alumni lacrosse game.
I did.
A buddy who played at Magruder when he was in high school and played in college. And he said he actually knew that John had gone the year before to watch his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I said, just go up and say hello. And he goes, he's suiting up.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, that kudos to you, Cakes, because that's prime for a rupture of some sort.
Try you think I wasn't thinking that when I was putting on the cleats? I was putting on the coach's cleats, because why would I own cleats?
So you weren't prepared. They needed a man.
I was prepared enough. I had like some leftover pads and gloves for my kids, but I don't. Why would I have cleats?
Right.
I mean, I'm not.
Did you know you were going to play in the game?
I did, but I only knew like 2 weeks before because the coach was like, "Hey, man, why don't you come out and play in the game?" I was like, "I've never played lacrosse before, but sure, why not?"
Legend has it that there were some young kids.
Yeah.
So it's old guys versus young guys, right?
Well, hold on. It's mostly younger set.
Okay.
I mean, there are a few older guys sprinkled in. I was clearly the oldest.
Okay.
But there might be some 30s, 35, maybe tickling 40s.
Cakes, this is a nice compliment, Cakes.
Yeah.
My buddy said he heard two young guys go, "Who's that old guy in the gear?" Apparently, you were playing well.
I played okay. I mean, trust me, I took limited shifts. Okay. And I said, before the game, I said, I'm only playing either defense or attack.
You're not going to move up
and down.
I'm
not midi, okay?
You're not running the entire field.
I'm not running 24/7. I only have so many limited bursts of running.
Did you get to rip
body.
Any shots?
I ripped a shot early, almost scored.
You'd have been signed.
I had my celly
already. I was going to say, what was your celebration?
My celly was ready.
Hey, Eric.
I was good to go, but I couldn't make it.
When Cakes played defense, it's the first time he had a long pole in his hand.
That's a good one, Nobby. I would have had to borrow the long pole, too, because all I have is a short stick.
Right.
But yeah, I only played attack, limited shifts because I'm old, but it was fun. I mean,
Here's the text.
It's not very often that you get to share the field with your kid.
Yeah.
So I took advantage of it.
Here's the text. The kids on the field literally ask, "Who's the old guy playing so well?" I couldn't believe it.
You know, Cakes is talking about how he almost ripped a shot in there and everything.
Yeah.
And scored. I imagine it being like the a Make-A-Wish Foundation where they
right,
give the kid the ball and everybody gets out of the way. Let's score a touchdown.
The coach said.
That's what I have in my head.
The coach said before the game started.
Don't hurt the old guy.
He said, well, there's going to be very limited hitting.
Don't hit the old guy.
He said very limited hitting. And my son said, or somebody said, you don't even need to wear like a chest protector. Though as I was playing, I saw 80% of the kids out there were wearing chest pads. And I think I'm some sort of hero not wearing one. I'm like, what am I doing? I should always be taking the extra padding. You saw me in the Divas game.
I'm shocked that you
weren't. I always wear extra pads.
Were you sore the next day?
I think I was okay.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't, I wasn't terrible. I wasn't limping around.
How hot was it? Was it at night?
It was, no, it was in the morning. It was like a 10:15 start.
It was still hot.
It was getting a little swampy by the time the game was done.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
I mean, by midway through the fourth quarter, I had finished my shift. Took the helmet off, the pads off. That's it.
That's a wrap.
I've escaped injury. My only real gaffe was I was running down the field slowly, and I was wide open. Kid gives me a great pass. I took it off the visor, right off the visor. But otherwise,
well, how are you going to get the stick up when you're running palms up?
I know I had the stick up, but it was tough, man. I couldn't really track the ball, but.
I wish we had video. Did somebody film it?
My wife has like video of my first shot, first of two shots on goal.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
That needs to be on social media.
It was fun. I had a good time with it. And I didn't have a heart attack, and I didn't rupture my Achilles like Cam Akers.
Yeah.
Somehow. I'm 50, and
he's 22. That would be fear number one.
It was fear number one. It's fear number one, two, three, four, and five.
Well, I think you figured out why you're not having pickleball. The coach is able to make money with camp this summer.
Why would he punt away a revenue stream so I can come hang out in his backyard and limp up and down his court?
Of course, again,
man, Coach Harwood's been there for a while.
He has been there for a long time.
Again, there's a brand new spot in Chantilly.
Ooh, yes.
pickleballers.
We got to get out there.
They're listeners of the program.
Why am I not wearing a pickleballers t-shirt or a pickleballers visor?
Why don't we not
visor?
All have brand new silly pickleballers rackets?
I mean, I should have a pickleballers visor, 100%.
And why do we not have a tournament set up?
I don't know. It's a very good question.
Valdez, look, it's the last 18 months have been crazy. This could be our reintroduction.
Explain the tournament.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about pickleball.
It's just like
tournaments. You have 10
teams. Is it a so it's a team event? There's not.
Oh, it's doubles. Yeah,
oh, it's doubles. I
mean, some people play singles.
No,
pickleball.
We would play doubles.
Those are the young silly. That's for the young man. That's the young man's game.
Play doubles. It's more fun.
Definitely more fun.
I don't know. We'll have to figure out how we pick who plays. But you know, we'll figure out how large the tournament we want, and let's just do it.
You figure it out like the NCAA is figuring out the expanded playoffs.
Yeah, sure.
I just have an appearance. I just think it'd be a lot of fun.
Ooh, appearance fees too. Let's have appearance fees.
That'd be nice.
I haven't seen an appearance fee in my paycheck in quite a long
time. That's for me. That's number one because I'm not showing up and just because you want to get together with cakes.
Well, hey, I think that we got to promote. We got to get out there and promote. The people.
If we're going to promote a company, they're going to stroke a little check.
I'm interested in
generally
promoting
with you
us.
On that, Jason.
So anyway, point is, we need to have a serious meeting about this next week,
or a text thread. Meetings are. I mean, come on.
You don't have to be at the meeting. I'll sit in on the meeting, or I can zoom in on the meeting. It's fine. Everybody zooms.
Who needs meetings?
But let's get this on the calendar. I think it's a perfect no-brainer for our next appearance. We haven't had an appearance in a year and a half, right? Can anybody even remember the last time we did something
as a
great
show? Question. So
it would out and about in the wild.
Like all four of us? Because Cakes and I were doing pre-games.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Probably a sundress party.
Anything in January or
which
February
has been several years.
Of 2020.
Watch party, maybe.
We did also maybe 106.7 The Fan night.
Yeah, but
I can't remember.
That was a long time ago.
It's been a long time.
It was probably a baseball game.
I mean, we did spring training, but that wasn't an appearance. That was us traveling right before they shut everything down.
Yeah, but you did, didn't you do a mini appearance on that rooftop bar or something?
Where?
In Richmond? Or no, you said spring training.
Yeah, we did do it. That was about 3 years ago, though.
Yeah, we did do an appearance in Richmond.
That was just something we set up.
No, the one we did a sit down for like 15, 20 minutes.
That was when we first got
questions.
On the market, right?
Yeah.
That was our rating celebration.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
What are those?
Yeah, well, that's why I think we need to get back out there. Got to get back. Got to hit the streets.
Are the Junks traveling to Richmond for training camp?
They're only there for like a week.
No,
I doubt
no.
it.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't believe so.
I wouldn't be because I'm traveling to South Carolina on Saturday. So I would miss it as I missed it last year.
We would have already talked about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. They're only there for a few days.
Yeah, they're like there for like 4 or 5 days, and then they come back to Ashburn.
So, Cakes, I saw your boy VTech is now Seattle Kraken.
I did see that, yeah. I mean, if you're the Kraken, why wouldn't you take a guy who has...
They took three goalies, and then he was one of them.
Yeah. He's got experience already. We saw that last year. He's young, and he makes no money. Yeah. Of course you're gonna take a flyer on him if you're Seattle.
I think it's fine. I'd rather have Oshie. I'd rather have Kuzi at this point for the
draft. Did they take any big names? I don't recognize a lot of these names.
I think it was mostly lesser names.
Younger
guys. I
don't
think it was a lot of huge names.
Everybody was raving about the uniforms yesterday. I don't get it.
I like their color scheme. I like the logo. But again,
I didn't think the uniforms were so incredible. I looked at that and go, whatever.
What, the big S?
Yeah. And yeah. I guess the name the Kraken has grown on me on some level.
Mm-hmm.
But... I didn't think the unis were so amazing. Did you?
I think they're pretty good. Right. I mean, they're not great, but again, it's new. It takes a while to get used to some new things sometimes.
Kind of a teal.
I guess I just don't. The Kraken is what? It's a Marvel?
It's a mythical sea creature.
What again? From Marvel or something?
No,
or?
It's from like pirate lore from way back in the day. Like they would swallow, you know, pirate ships and come up and... Terrify sailors back in the day.
It's completely
again,
lost on me.
They're not real.
Yeah.
Okay. Kraken is not. The Kraken reference
completely lost on
me. It's a fictional monster.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, okay, I like it. It seems like a cool name
mind.
Now that I
don't
understand
mind the
it.
Unis. All
but
right.
I don't think they're ugly, but I just think they're average. looks like a minor league hockey jersey.
I can't really be objective about it because I tend to like all of the new unis or the new tricked out unis when the Terps came out in the Maryland Pride uniforms.
Yeah, you were good.
Against
you were
Miami. I was in a lather just like Valdez.
Yeah,
I'm you can't ask me about these things.
Right.
I can't give you a straight
answer. So thumbs up from you on the Kraken.
A clear thumbs up. Yes, absolutely. Of course.
And then the Vitek Vanacek deal. I mean, they had to give up somebody.
Yep.
I like their choice.
Well, I mean, it shows you that the organization, they favor Ilya. Yep. That's their guy. And they can go out on the market and find another cheap backup that's going to play in 20 or 25 games.
Right.
You know, to spell the starter.
Now, it doesn't mean for sure that Kuzi's still going to be here, but they want to get something for him.
Oh, I mean,
for certain.
If I were Brian McClellan, I would have all of the cell phones working. I'd have one in each hand, maybe one in my foot if I could manage it, and I'd have other GMs on the horn all throughout the offseason to try to
Is
you know,
Lundqvist
craft the deal.
Still under contract for
I thought
this
he only
year?
Signed a one-year deal. I'd have to double-check that. I thought he only signed a one-year contract,
no,
but I could be wrong.
You might be right on that.
Could be wrong on that. Here's what I'm not wrong about. Ryan Zimmerman is going to join us coming up a bit later on an open line Thursday. He's slated to be on the show at 9:25. But when we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. We'll talk about a potential big rift in college football. Some big name teams might be landing elsewhere and more next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
On the sports page here on The Fan. Coming up in just about 20 minutes or so, we will give away a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour. That features Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. The date of that show is Sunday, August 8th at Nationals Park. We will play Dead or Alive, Rockstar Edition.
I'd be terrible at that game, although it's 50-50 shot.
It is a 50-50
shot. Can you give me
shot.
One example, Cakes, off the top of your head? Or is that not possible?
Sure. Dead or Alive, Rockstar Edition.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
Oh, dead. Everybody That's, knows dead.
Okay, well, I mean, you wanted an example. I gave you one.
All right.
I wouldn't have known.
Okay.
You didn't know Glenn Frey?
No, I don't care about him.
All right.
pretty sensitive.
Well, I mean, anybody who dies, it's terrible, but right. he's no different than somebody in Nepal who dies.
Sure,
to
he
me.
Is. Yeah, he's super accomplished, and he touched millions of people.
He's way different.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Look who you're talking to. He doesn't care.
I know.
I like the Eagles. I like Hotel California. I like some of their songs.
Like a Q-Tip, the rat, or Special Ed, the rapper, is equivalent to like Glenn Frey, or better. I mean, that's...
Well, I liked him better.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Special Ed is alive.
Alive.
I'm
going to
go
alive.
Special Ed alive, yes.
He wouldn't be in this rendition, though. He'd be in Rap Stars.
I'm going to guess, because he was kind of slight of frame, still probably skinny. Though I'd have to look him up. I mean, I haven't seen a promo pic of him in probably 5 years.
You might be surprised,
though. I could be surprised.
I saw the pictures of Sean Kemp yesterday, and it blew me away.
Somebody brought that up on Twitter, because he was obviously like, guest picking, like for the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah,
they had a bunch of celebrities. Like, I know that Marshawn Lynch did it. You couldn't get Sean Kemp a bigger t-shirt?
Oh, my God.
I mean, he was wearing a schmedium.
I mean, all I can remember
is... It was probably a triple XL. It just looked like a schmedium.
I don't know.
Jason, you should have seen him.
Look at the screenshots.
I mean, just because we remember Sean Kemp as, you know, like this 18, 19-year-old young guy in the league, fit, you know, 45-inch vertical.
Yeah,
just a freak athlete. And now he's just doughy, like, man boobs.
I think legitimately he tried to fit his frame, which is now much larger, into a large. I think they gave him a large t-shirt, and he just said, screw it, and just pulled it down over
there. No, that guy needs like a quadruple X.
He at least needs like a 2X or 3X.
Well, it's got to be at least a double XL.
I felt bad because
he's 6'10".
Yeah. I felt terrible for him when I saw him. I was like, how are you going to do that guy dirty?
He's
like
a big
that?
Dude.
You're doing Sean Kemp dirty.
Sean Kemp had, you know, his moments, but he's truly a Seattle legend.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's had some down times. There's no doubt about it. It is always amazing, though, how some of the world's greatest athletes... That once their playing days are done and they've been retired for 10 or 15 years, they look like some of the world's most unfit people.
I would rather go out, and I'm not even kidding, I'd rather go out on the podium wearing a tent that's gigantic than something that's way too small, and it's going to just show off the handles and everything you've built up over the years.
Oh, man.
I would have said... I refuse.
Right.
If all you're going to give me is a schmedium and I'm going to look awful, no thank you. I pass.
I told you that I started following Kenny Anderson when I watched that Mr. Chibs documentary a few weeks ago. And even Kenny Anderson has gotten chubby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now he's just a guard. He's only like 6'2", if that, or whatever. So it's not like he's some big dude. But it's still, I mean, I remember watching him in high school. And now to just see him as like a saggy old man.
Right.
It's awful.
That's what happens, man. You get into your 50s.
It's awful. I know, but I'm going to fight it.
It's hard to fight it. It is hard to fight it.
I noticed Cakes. I told Cakes yesterday, Cakes looks like he's lost a few lbs.
Yeah,
have you noticed
it's a battle.
That?
It's just,
who's out there running around the cross fields?
You're always battling. How has there not been a medical advancement where you just take a pill and you drop 30 pounds?
Right.
Well, I got to tell you,
it
should be. I played golf. What's today? Thursday. So I played golf Tuesday, and it was so brutally hot Tuesday.
Did you lose about 10 pounds of water weight?
I mean, I was just sweating from the first tee box until I finished. It was just awful.
Did you bring extra shirts like Tiger?
No, I took a shower right there at the club after the.
Oh, did you?
But
that means he stole something.
Yeah, did you steal a towel?
I did not steal a towel. No, I didn't.
All right.
But it was just unenjoyable.
Yeah. So when you do that, you take a where'd you play?
Westwood over in Vienna.
I've never played there, so
it's
I assume
awesome
it's nice.
Spot.
So then you play
Gotta
there.
Gotta thank my man Pat Cunningham for inviting me out.
You just make it an evening then, because then you take a shower and then
you
go there and have dinner.
Well, yeah, because I can't get into my car sweaty.
Oh, you can't?
I can't do that. It's too uncomfortable for me. I have to take a shower.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's your routine pretty much everywhere you play?
If there are showers available.
So you were prepared with a change of clothes?
Brought a change of clothes.
Smart.
Yep.
Living life right.
Yep.
Man, I mean, I've done that, obviously. you know, after a nice round and a nice course, you sit down, have dinner, and enjoy it. But it's just a whole day when you do that.
Sure.
It just
yeah, I mean, we were I was there probably. We teed off at 1, got off at 5, probably 7, left there at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long day.
But I had to take a shower, man. It was just so brutally hot.
I barely play golf anymore, but the most important piece of equipment to bring post-round, you got to bring the flipper floppers because you can't just walk around in the socks that you've been slogging around in for 5 hours.
Yeah, I brought flip-flops.
That are sweaty and or wet.
Well, slides. That's what I would bring. Slides.
Slides or flip-flops. Yeah. Anything that frees your feet from your horrible golf shoes.
Yeah. I got out of the golf shoes.
Well, the golf shoes now are not as horrible as when we were, because now everyone's wearing sneakers and it just is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, they like look like the sneakers. Hybrids.
Well, I'm generally wearing the freebies from the Craig Walton.
Those are 20 years old.
Or the hand-me-downs from Matt Valdez.
Right.
Because why would I spend money on golf shoes?
I wear my Brooks running shoes.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah. Well, JP, I saw your dream is becoming closer and closer to a reality.
Dream is that?
Sharing a condo with Luca?
He'd like to do a lot more than share a condo with him. The flying motorcycles are a real deal.
Oh, yeah. And technology's there for hovercrafts.
It is. You know, they're basically glorified drones. They're larger drones. And this video came out in 2019, but they say now it's ready for market. I'm going to put it in the hangout, okay? And you can get one of these, JP, for $380,000. Now, I think you'd be crazy to do it. Forget about the cost.
Okay.
I think you'd be crazy to get on one because it just looks insane.
Probably be tough to navigate. I can't even do a skateboard. Well, I've never even really been on a skateboard.
You're like on a drone, but you're laying down on it. I'll put it right here. Maybe we could tweet it out. This video came out in 2019, but apparently the technology has... There you go. It's in the hangout now. The technology has been, I guess, approved.
Looks like a bobsled.
Yeah, and then they have some of the video here, the promotional video. They're flying around through New York City. I mean, over the buildings.
I would just be worried about droopy power lines.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You gotta navigate those.
You'd have to navigate power lines, buildings, bridges. They say you could ride it for like 20 minutes.
Nice. I think JP's more in the market for when this product actually hits the market, the jetpack that he's going to be.
Well, that's essentially what this is.
Well, this is essentially what this is.
It's pretty much the same.
It looks like a jet ski.
You're allowed up to carry up to 600 pounds. You could travel 300 miles and as high as 15,000 feet for 20 minutes.
Why would you need to be 15,000 feet up?
I don't know.
Isn't 1,000 feet plenty high?
You want to stay away from the traffic.
You want to stay away from the tall buildings.
What traffic? Tall buildings.
That is crazy.
Would you get on one in the desert?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No. Couldn't do it.
I'd be terrified.
I mean, look how high up this is.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm a fan of. Terra firma. Keeping the feet on the ground.
Right. Did you see that the Wally Funk, was that her name? The old lady that was up in the Bezos craft?
She have a heart attack?
No. She was kind of complaining about the trip.
Oh, she was?
She was. Like, she said she loved
like
it. She wants to do it
to
again.
West Palm?
But she was like, it wasn't really the view that they kind of cracked it up to be. You know, like, when you see those views from the Hubble telescope or wherever that is, or the space station.
International Space Station.
And you see the whole Earth.
Yeah.
She said, it was kind of dark. You only see a little bit. You need to go up like four times higher to get that real view.
She was saying it was a number trip.
She said the view was
And she didn't like the landing. The landing had to be too hard for her.
I didn't hear her say that. But she also didn't. She wanted, this is what I would think too, she wanted to float around for more than like 2 minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They only got to do zero gravity. They got to do the zero gravity bit for just a little bit. And she said that the capsule was too crowded.
Of course, it was tiny.
It was tiny. They had the four donks bumping into each other. So she couldn't do her zero gravity bit.
Bezos can't spring for a bigger capsule?
He needs a bigger capsule.
He does.
And I've maintained all along, if you're going to go all the way up to space, might as well stick around for a little bit.
Mm.
What's the point of going up there for 3 minutes?
I don't know.
But I thought that was pretty ballsy.
By the way, speaking of that International Space Station, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
but my buddy is in that industry.
Yeah,
where he gets this alert when that space station is flying over the area.
Buddy's a big nerd,
kind of. But it was pretty cool. He got an alert. I was over at his house. He got an alert because the space station is going to fly over in about 2 minutes. He goes, "You want to see it?" I So sure. So we walked outside, and it just looks like a star that's moving.
Well, but you could see it?
You could see it. It's just floating across the sky.
You can see it with the naked eye.
Yeah, it's going 17,000 miles an hour. And there's 10 people on that thing.
How many miles away is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's up there.
So that thing is, I mean, I can't even fathom 17,000 miles per hour.
I know. I can't.
And how do
and
they
there's
not
10
just like,
there's 10 astronauts
puking?
On it.
I can. There, people are doing a BW Parkway every morning on the way
so
in here.
On. It's flying around so fast, but because there's no gravity or whatever, you don't feel
it.
I'm
sure they don't feel it. Yeah, I mean.
So it feels like you're still.
Yeah, you're probably just it probably just feels well, just think about it. When you're
on a boat, when you turn
when
the engine
when
off.
You're on an airplane and it's going 600 miles an hour, you don't feel that.
Yeah, but that's a lot slower than 17,000.
Well, it's all relative. So, you know, these 10 astronauts are going at 17,000 miles an hour, just circling the globe, but they're I'm sure they don't feel it. But it was just a little star going across the sky.
Right.
Were other people outside looking, or you guys were like the only two people that were in on it?
No, most people probably don't know.
Yeah. The only reason why he knew is because he's in the industry.
Because he's a space
what
nerd.
What does he sell?
I don't know. He sells something to the...
Tang?
He sells something to the government.
That's the evergreen junk space thing.
I know. It'll never go away.
Don't make me laugh, though.
He sells something to the government,
the Tang rep.
And he's got a ridiculous house.
Tang or Velcro. That's all right. I know about space.
Hey, Jason, were you aware that Jeff Bezos, he thanked you personally?
Yeah, Amazon customer.
He said, this would not be possible if it weren't for all the Amazon employees and customers who keep buying all my swag.
Right. Yeah. Well, my daughter,
so he personally
my daughter
you?
Ordered something yesterday for $27.
He thanked Ebizzle. Yeah. Probably thank JP's wife because JP's never ordered anything on Amazon ever.
A couple times.
Really? Interesting.
All right, real quick before we go, because we'll never get to it. Oklahoma and Texas are sniffing around the SEC. A high-ranking official, unnamed, said the announcement could come in a couple weeks. Who knows? Texas and Oklahoma wouldn't talk about it. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, wouldn't talk about it.
So that'd make it 16 teams?
It would be 16, and the Big 12 would officially be cooked. Right now they've got 10 teams. So, you know, it's all about money, obviously. The payouts could go from $44 million per team to $60 or $65
million. It's the Big 12! It's the Big
and the Big 12... you know, they'd be losing their big power brokers. Now, the only thing that the only wrinkle is the school signed a deal with the Big 12. The Big 12 would own their TV rights through 2025. And right now, that's ESPN and Fox. So Big 12 doesn't have their own network. They want to go have their own network. You know, go in. They don't have that.
Right.
SEC obviously does. And
well, they're certainly not going to have their own network if Texas and Oklahoma depart.
Well, then they don't have it now with Texas
right,
and Oklahoma.
Right.
So it's all comes down to money.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. And recruiting. You probably get better recruits if you're in the SEC, but we'll see. That could happen in the next few weeks. It could. No one will talk about it right now.
A lot of tight lips.
Yeah.
How many teams would be in the SEC then?
16. If they joined.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm all of this realignment and swapping conferences, I've kind of become immune to it.
It's the era of the super conference.
Yeah.
It's the way it's all headed.
Just tell me who's in what conference at some point.
The Terps are in the Big Ten.
That's the reason they went for
and
cash.
And I forget that often.
Oh, yeah. The Terps, big money grab.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the Nats lost to the Marlins 3-1. Wasn't a good offensive night.
Tenth inning, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Tenth inning.
Brad Hand gave up. Yeah, Fetty did.
Yep.
Hand gave up a couple. He had to pitch two innings, and he gave up the two runs or one run in the 10th. One earned, and they lose 3-1. The night off tonight, and they play the Orioles up in Camden for three this weekend.
Was it the previous night when they had like the 16 runs or whatever, or was that a few nights ago? Because oftentimes when you have the big explosion.
It wasn't the night before.
It was a couple nights ago. Yeah.
That was the 16-1.
Yeah.
That was the first game against the Marlins.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the abbreviated sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified HubZone solution provider and Dell Federal partner. The number is 800-636-1067. Call us right now. Get lined up. We'll play Dead or Alive Rockstar Edition for a chance to win tickets to the Hella Mega Tour next here on The Fan. Welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to an open line Thursday here on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Got the prize pigs lining up at 800-636-1067. They smell blood in the water. They're playing for a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour. That's with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. That's quite a lineup. It's Sunday, August 8th at Nationals Park. For more tickets and information, go to thefandc.com/contest. You can get more details there. We're going to play Dead or Alive Rockstar Edition. It's very simple. I'll throw out a name. You tell us if that person is dead or alive. If you guess correctly, you win.
I might do as well easy. If I just bet blind.
If you bet blind, it's probably going to be easier for you, yes. All right, let's go to the phones.
I think she's alive.
Thank you, Freddie. We appreciate that. Let's go to Brian in Warrington on line one.
Hey, Brian. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junks. How are you?
Hello, right. Brian. Rockstar edition of Dead or Alive. David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Dead or alive?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Is David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, is he dead or is he alive?
He's definitely alive.
He is definitely alive.
Is that the fat guy? Is that the fat one?
He wins. You're going to go see the Hella Mega Tour. You're going to see all sorts of hits from Green
Day. I don't know if he's dead or not.
Fall Out Boy and Weezer.
Is he the father of Melissa Etheridge's child?
I was going to say, that's one of the most popular stories about him.
Maybe? I'm going to go maybe. I don't
know. I think
know.
Melissa Etheridge at least asked him to be the sperm donor.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Gotcha. He's still alive at 79.
79 years old. Yep.
79. Still kicking.
Yeah, I would have guessed dead.
You would have guessed dead?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You guys want to play amongst yourselves with a couple of other names?
Yes, please.
All right. She's not a rock star. I would say she's a star in her genre, though. Loretta Lynn. Loretta dead or alive?
Alive.
I'm going to say, damn, that's a good one, Cakes. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I'm going to say alive.
You're in with alive. Valdez has a thumb pointing straight down to the ground, so he's saying dead.
I say alive.
Loretta I'll say alive,
Lynn,
too.
89. Still with us.
Wow.
Alive. Yeah. Still here.
I just don't remember reading about her demise.
Well, you have.
Because that would have been kind of a big story.
I would think.
I feel like it would have.
She's a huge country star.
Right.
Like one of the biggest.
By the way, I just had a great aunt that passed away, 101.
Wow, that's
a nice run.
I mean, you get triple digits. That's just.
I just read some
unfathomable,
some awful, morbid story about a guy. I think he writes for the Boston Globe. He's 82, and they just told him he has terminal cancer.
Okay.
And, you know, he had to tell his family. Oh. But, you know, he's been a columnist, I think, for like 60 years. So he wrote a column about, you know, what's it like to know you're going to die in a few months?
Yeah.
Man, so hurt.
Oh, Bobby Bowden.
I mean,
Bobby Bowden came out with the news.
Bobby
Bowden's a lot older, though.
Who would want to read 91. A column about a guy talking about his own demise he knows is coming?
Because there are some things in there, and I think I
feel like Bickle would read that.
Well, it freaks me out, but they also say, like, all of a sudden, like, the flowers smell better. Like, you appreciate your wife's Right. Smile more.
Right.
You know, the little things impact you so much when you know you're really... Like, look, we all know we're going to donk off.
Right.
But when you know it's coming...
Yeah.
And, like, it, there's nothing you can do...
Yep.
I don't know. You cherish life a little bit more.
Got another one for you, EB. Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead.
Oh, dead.
Dead.
So dead.
He's definitely dead. He died.
So dead.
Died in 2015. He made it to 70, and the way he lived his life, shocking that he made it to
70. Right, didn't he donk off like playing video games or something? He was big into video games.
That, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what he was big into? Booze and drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was big into.
Yeah.
But somehow made it to 70. Right. He found out he had prostate cancer 2 days before he died.
And that's a real last name, Kilmister?
I thought it was a bit until I looked it up. That's his real last name.
Lemmy?
Lemmy is a stage name, but his last name is Kilmister. I thought, well, that's just a bit because he's in the band Motorhead,
right.
And they play super heavy music. No, it's his real last name.
Lemmy Kilmister.
He's no longer with us.
Would never know who that guy was.
There you go.
Would not recognize that name.
One other small anecdote. Do you guys remember, this will probably only be for Valdez and Lurch, because I don't think you guys watch much of Colin Morikawa, right? You watch almost none, Cakes? You watch none of the British Open?
Zero.
Right. When he got on the 18th tee, I don't know if you remember, they were trying to settle everybody down and Colin had to back off.
Right.
The reason why he had to back off on the 18th tee when he was two shots ahead about ready to win his second major is because somebody had planted a recording device that was playing fart sounds.
Valdez, did you take a trip abroad? We didn't know about it.
And
it sounds like something you would do.
They didn't know if it was like just fans or some of the security guys there just ripping them,
right.
Or if it was a whoopee cushion.
Right.
They didn't know what it was, but somebody had put a recording device like under one of the security guys,
okay.
And it was playing fart sound effects.
Yeah. And that's why Zinger said, is Gary McCord around? Or,
right.
Or no, he says, Faraday here?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, is Matt Myers, did he get on the grounds?
But give Morikawa credit. You know, he handled it. Just he giggled a little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, carried on.
Well, it just goes to show that even in the biggest moment of one of the biggest moments of your career, when you're so serious, that a fart will always put a smile on your face.
Well, it'll relax you.
Fart
Maybe
humor,
he did him a favor.
Yeah. Fart humor is evergreen.
Because he just ripped the drive.
Right.
I see what you did.
Nice job.
Chase is playing along.
Look at that.
Hey, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Cakes, if you want to buy some property, I guess in upstate New York, there is a former nudist colonies estate.
Okay. How many acres?
Oh, it's quite a lot of acres.
It's quite a spread.
It's
if
quite
you will.
A spread. I think you could buy it for like, geez, what is it? Maybe like $4 million or something. And also, I'm now following another thruple couple on. Well, I guess it's a thruple.
Okay,
you can't say a thruple couple.
Sure.
What would you call a thruple couple?
A thruple.
Well, I'm following a thruple.
Okay.
On Instagram, this is a story. I mean, this guy.
So a guy and two girls.
A guy and two girls.
You're not following the devil's threesome thruple.
No, I'm not interested in that one. This guy was married this chick in 2013.
Okay,
they met like in 2006, and she always was open with him that she's always been interested in girls.
Okay,
and it was her idea that she wanted to approach one of his friends, who happened to be a girl that he knew before her, and see if she was interested. And maybe developing a relationship with both of them. She was down. 2 years later, they're all living together in L.A. The guy's like a stand-up or slash actor.
Okay.
And, you know, he's...
So he's a stand-up slash actor slash guy who dresses up in an Elmo costume outside of the Grauman's Chinese Theater.
I'm not sure.
That's what he is.
I think, well, I've seen pictures of him on stage, like, actually working.
Mm.
If you're suggesting that everybody in L.A. just... works on the street.
Well, I'm suggesting that 95% of the people who aspire to be actors in L.A., they're either dressed up as Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean or Elmo or a Transformer, or they're waiting tables somewhere.
Well, he can't be a big-time actor.
Or they're stealing things from T.J. Maxx.
Yeah, which you could do now in San Francisco. They don't care.
Right, it's legal.
Yeah. I am fascinated by thruples, Valdez.
Why?
Because he secretly wants one.
Maybe because it's the dream. I mean, I don't know. Are you kidding?
No, I was asking why.
Yeah.
Because I'm not fascinated by them at all.
You're not fascinated. Valdez, are you with me? Are you fascinated by throuples or
I think you're on an island.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Throuples. What was the throuple we were talking about just a few weeks ago? Was there a murder within a throuple?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was. That's why we were talking about it. There was a murder within a throuple. God, what was that? Was that local?
Oh, it was local. It was that Lee Haney woman. I remember you showing a picture.
Oh, yeah.
In Stephen City.
It was in Stephen City. Yes, exactly. Because my buddy was the... I can't
was
say.
Was he a detective or something?
There was a kid that was involved, too.
Yes.
And then we threw...
Remember, I showed you the pictures?
We threw Cowboy Todd in the mix. Right. Yeah, then he said... I said,
I guarantee you Cowboy Todd knows these people.
Cowboy said... I'm a redneck. I'm not white trash.
The thruple. Yes.
That differentiation.
This thruple is like attract. Like look at the. It's like an attractive.
Oh yeah, the thruple I'm talking about. They didn't look like that.
Right.
No, they didn't. They did not.
Right. Would you, Cakes? If Amy came to you,
yes,
and she said, "Listen, I love you, and I'm never leaving you. You're my hero."
There's a female teacher that I work with. I'm really interested in.
Yeah, but I have unexplored feelings for women that I want to explore before my end of days. Yeah, I know you can't fathom it.
It's a weird scenario, but yeah, go ahead.
This is what happened to this guy. His wife said to him, he didn't come up with the scheme. She came up with it.
If my wife approached me with that,
yeah. What would you say?
If it were a woman, I would consider it.
Right.
If she comes up and says, "Hey, I've kind of got feelings for other dudes. Let's do the devil's threesome." I'm going to say, "Gotta draw the line." Right. Absolutely.
Well,
not.
I think any self-righteous guy, of course. Sure. But if she did suggest that there was another teacher that she wanted to bring into the relationship,
yeah.
You are saying publicly,
yes,
on the record, you would be open to it.
I would be open to the conversation. Sure. Why not?
I'm
a liberated man in the year 2021.
That's a big...
I love
big
my wife. If that's something she's into, we would have a discussion about it.
Dude.
But I know that conversation is never going to happen.
That's one step to cuckold.
No.
Certainly don't want,
so you're
no,
saying there's a chance.
The line.
I don't want to be in that sort of...
He's drawn a line with another dude.
Yeah, I don't need to be in that sort of situation.
Jason, what is Teresa?
Because I've seen the way that turns out. It's
sure.
Never
you would
good.
Say sure.
Well, I mean, it depends on what she looked like.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. JP?
Yeah, I'd be open to that.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, not going to happen.
See, it's
right,
not
that's why
happen.
You just say yes, because you know it's not going to happen.
Right.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Giannis. He made a lot of social media waves yesterday. His stop at a certain fast food chain went viral, EB. We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.